On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join health educator and author Donna Green Goodman as she shares practical ways to cook up good health.
Next time you're thirsty, don't reach for that coffee, sweet tea, punch, or soda. Get a big old glass of water instead. Though those other beverages really taste good, they do very little to quench thirst, and they often contain substances that promote many of the poor health conditions that we're trying to avoid. Since our bodies are about 3/4 water, it is vitally important to give it a fresh supply. Try about 8 8-ounce glasses a day, or half your weight in ounces, and don't wait until you're thirsty. By then, you're already dehydrated. Internally, water helps to, among other things, purify the blood, keep your bowels regular, regulate body temperature, and help to resist disease. When applied externally, water can increase red and white blood cell production, improve circulation, help to relieve pain, and help you sleep better. Diabetics who adopt healthy lifestyle habits and under clinical conditions receive hydrotherapy are reversing neuropathy and saving toes, feet, and legs from amputation. Now that's something to shout about. You want to feel better? Drink some water. The word says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." That's right, everlasting life. And always remember, God's greatest wish for us is that we prosper and be in good health, which is why I love cooking up good health.
For more information on cooking up good health, visit wjou.org.